Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this toasty Sunday morning from the less than toasty, I should say, community studio of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, as well as 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. And how's everybody out there on this fried week that we had? If you were out there, you know what I mean. I
you
hope everybody's week was good. No, it was very humid and very hot. I think it got to 107 on Tuesday. Like with the heat index and all that.
And I'm glad I have an air conditioner in the house. But I'm not going to complain because we know what's coming. So we deserve all the moment of rest. But nonetheless, we have a good show planned for you today. We've got Brian Finnegan from Fluke, Liam Geddes from our sister city in Ireland in Ballinan, County Mayo. And we have Kathleen, the Heart of Ireland, singing, "I Will Take You Home Again, Kathleen." How about you, Farmer?
Well, I got some Dropkick Murphys today. I'm going to do some Cranberries and some U2.
Oh, good. Okay.
Some of the older stuff.
So we are going to listen to Brian Finnegan, Reel for Rubik, from his album Toward the Sun. Thank you.
between the concrete trees along the lifting line. A homeless man falls to his knees, sleeping on the Irish Times. Rain is falling on his beaten head. How much can he take? It ain't hard in the city of dreams to find promises that break. Save me from a war I've been fighting all my life. Can you take me from the streets and take me to a time where no one sees me as a homeless man? Smile and shake my head. This is my fight. Stay with me and I'll guide you through the Liffey light. Seas of people wander by, pretend the helpless man laying on the ground, begging on his knees. See the tears build in his eyes, he's too afraid to cry. Can you save me from a war I've been fighting all my life? Can you take me from the street? Take me to a time where no one sees me as a homeless man. Then I'm not afraid to smile and shake my head. This is my fight. Stay with me and I'll guide you through the Dublin light. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. A series of jigs there.
Yes.
One of them is called Marie's.
Marie's.
Marie's jig. Another one is called Kathleen's. And before that, we heard from Liam Geddes from our sister city in Ballina, County Mayo. He has a career of his own. And the name of the tune he sang, the poignant song about the streets of Dublin, Stay With Me. And we started off today's set with Brian Finnegan, Toward the Sun is the name. He's from Fluke, the band Fluke. Toward the Sun is the name of the album. And what you heard was a reel called Reel for Rubik.
Rubik. Rubik.
I'm like assuming it's not. I thought it was the cube when I first read it, but I don't think so. I should have looked it up to find what it indeed refers to, but nonetheless, it's Reel for Rubik. So we want to offer our congratulations again to the Breffni School of Irish Dance. We have a new dance venue that we've rented out in Allendale.
Oh.
So off of Dalton Avenue, where there's a pet food store, and then there's a military recruitment center.
Oh, yeah,
And that block there.
Where Kathy's materials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joanne's Fabrics.
Yeah. Kathy, I don't know where Kathy's is. But yeah. Joanne's Fabrics was also there. They're actually leaving.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because it was a national decision. It wasn't, the store was doing fine.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, we have a space in there now that we're paying. I signed the leases yesterday. And so it's a great space for the dancers. They need something permanent to call their own, where they can leave their stuff. And I'm looking forward to having many a dance class there. But congratulations to them, not only for gaining that space, but for getting a spot in the world competitions in Killarney this week. And so they're in Killarney as we speak. I saw them on the plane taking pictures of each other. So 8 of our students are now in Killarney. The dance competition, the Worlds, have an app, so you can tune in and watch your student or your school dance.
Really?
Remembering that there's a 5.5-hour difference, the app costs $40.
I was going to say, if it was free, send it to me. But
you'd have to know a few dancers in order to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so congratulations again to the Breffni School of Irish Dance. And you're going to start us off, Farmer?
Yeah, I'm going to start this second set off with you two.
Thank you. with every breath of heart unstable. Delivery, deliver you to me, and I will mind you. I will be your blanket, a cushion for your feet, whatever you need. And it's no trouble, no trouble at all. You're no trouble to me, and you will never be. For every day when you are fearing, delivery, deliver you to me. And if you call, I will be listening. A little call from you to me, and I will mind you. I will be your blanket, a cushion for your feet, whatever you need. And it's no trouble, no trouble at all. You're no trouble to me. I love you constantly, like the stars above. Take you on an adventure if you dare to fly with me. Let your spirit rise to the sky. There'll be no greater high than the thrills you'll have in the air. Come with me, we'll go to places that you've never been. I'll show you what I mean. If you let me strap yourself in, I must advise you, you'll be flying high up to the sky. The view of the gods is yours if you wanna view it. Thank you. How can I describe the splendid tonic effect of flying? To be up there alone in the air, free and in space. To fly is an adventure, and at the same moment, a time of spirit renewal and refreshment.
That was Edel Mead from her album Bridget's and Patricia's. She's very popular in Ireland. The name of the tune is Lady Icarus.
Oh.
Which is a nice concept. And before that, we heard from Mary Doyle Kennedy from her album Charm.
Charm. We heard that album a couple of times on the show, haven't we?
We have. I like her.
Yeah.
And the name of that tune was Stars Above. Okay. And you started us off, Farmer.
Yes, I started the set off with U2, and the song was Where the Streets Have No Name, and that came off the Joshua Tree album.
It's interesting that you played that because, as many people know who read the Irish Times, or other sources of Irish news and weather, Lord Mount Charles has passed away. And among other things, among his many charitable activities, many years ago he was stuck in what to do with his castle and his properties in Slaney. And he made them, he opened them to the public in one gesture. But in another gesture, and I think what he's famous for, is having created a venue for bands at his castle in Slaney, and that's where U2 had their start.
Ah.
So the Edge was at his funeral this morning. So we express our sympathies to the Mount Charles family and to the community of Slaney, and look forward to other concerts being performed there, maybe not by U2 anymore, but certainly by some worthy Irish band. Yeah. And you're starting us off, Farmer.
Yeah, I'm going to start this one off with the Cranberries.
Oh. Thank you.
Me name is Tim MacDonald, I'm from the Emerald Isle, and I was born in Ireland's box when I was but a child. Me father fought in 98 for liberty so dear, and fell upon Nogineagar Hill like an Irish volunteer.
Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them all beneath its foe like Irish volunteers. Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them all beneath its foe like Irish volunteers.
When I was driven from me home by an oppressor's hand, I put me sticks and greased me brogues, came over to this land. I found a home and many a friend, and some that I love dear. I'll stick to them like bricks and glue, the Irish volunteer.
Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them far beneath its foe like Irish volunteers. Then raise the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight them far beneath its foe like Irish volunteers.
When the traitors of the south commenced their warlike raid, I quickly laid down me heart, to the devil went me spade. And to the recruiting office I went that happened to be near, and joined the good old 69th like an Irish volunteer.
Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all the blazes, says the Irish volunteer. Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all the blazes, says the Irish volunteer.
When the Prince of Wales came o'er, he made a hullabaloo. Oh, everybody was turned out in gold and tinsel too. But then the good old 69th, they didn't like lords or peers. They wouldn't give a damn for kings, the Irish volunteers.
We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take nobility, says the Irish volunteer. We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take nobility, says the Irish volunteer.
Traitors of the south should ever cross our roads, we'll drive them all to blazes as St. Patrick did at Toads. We'll give them all short nooses that come just below the ears, made strong and good from Irish hemp by Irish volunteers.
Then here's the brave McClellan, whom the army now reveres. He lead us on to victory, say the Irish volunteers. Then here's the brave McClellan, whom the army now reveres. He lead us on to victory, say the Irish volunteers.
Now fill your glasses up, me boys, at post come drink with me. May Erin's harp and starry flag united ever be. May traitors quake and rebel shake and tremble in their fears when next they meet the Yankee boys, the Irish volunteers.
God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Marlon Nugent and the Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success the Marlon Nugent and the Irish volunteers.
What this one?
Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song.
I see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. That was Daniel O'Donnell.
It from, was.
From his Best Of. You don't see him. I used to play in Northampton. I used to see him at the Calvin Theater in Northampton a couple of times, and every woman of a certain age would go to see him, too. I was oftentimes the only man in my row. And before that, we heard from Derek Warfield, The Sons of Erin, Irish Songs and Ballads from the American Civil War. And what you heard was a jaunty version, I think, of the Irish Volunteers. Mm-hmm. What did you play for us, Farmer?
I started this set off with the Cranberries, and the song was Ode to My Family, and that was off Dreams, the Collection album, or CD, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we'll call it an album. So on this day in Irish history, born in on June 29th, 1948, born in Foxford, County Mayo, I have a suit from there, Mike Flanagan joined the British Army at age 18, took part in the Normandy beach landings, and witnessed the liberation of the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, where up to 50,000 Jews and other prisoners had died, including Anne Frank. On the 29th of June, 1948, Flanagan was stationed in Haifa, in Israel, Most British troops had withdrawn from Palestine on the 14th of May that year. Thousands of miles from his country of birth, he was about to become a deserter in the British Army. From the British Army, stealing two, not one, but two Cromwell tanks from the British and delivering them to the Haganah, the main Jewish paramilitary force in Palestine. So Flanagan stole two tanks from the British and gave them to the Jewish paramilitary force in Palestine.
There you go.
Flanagan drove one of the tanks from Haifa to Kibbutz Yagur, and his fellow soldier, Harry MacDonald, drove the other one. The vehicles were hidden for a week, eventually becoming part of the 1st Tank Battalion of the Israel Defense Forces. Flanagan would fight on the side of the IDF throughout 1948 Arab-Israeli War, being wounded during Operation Yoav in October of that year when a piece of shrapnel passed through the viewing slot of his tank. After the war, he converted to Judaism upon marrying a woman named Ruth Levy and changed his name to Michael Pellig. A little different.
Yeah.
His grandson, Lior Hertz, later described Flanagan's motives for remaining in Israel. Quote, "Grandfather said he wanted to stay in Israel and help the weak and the Jewish yeshuv. He had sympathy for Jewish people," according to the son. According to Dan Kurtzman in his book Genesis 1948, the First Arab-Israeli War, Flanagan, quote, "saw the Jews as displaced Irishmen fighting the same English people, fighting the same Englishmen that his people had fought so bitterly in their own backyard." In 2015, Ireland's ambassador to Israel, Eamon McKee, and Zivi Gebay, the first Israeli ambassador to Ireland, took part in a ceremony in memory of Flanagan at the IDF Armored Corps Museum in Latrun in Israel. Malcolm Gafson, chairman of the Ireland-Israeli Friendship League, said, "We owe a great debt to Mike Flanagan." So that's one of our unusual, this day in Irish history.
The boys are back in there looking for trouble.
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM.
And I wish everybody to have a great week. Be good, be kind, keep your Irish eyes smiling, and stay tuned to next week. We'll get it right.